Is it a robot? Robot or not?
So I have a kitchen question for you. Do you have a dishwasher?
I do.
Okay, when do you, and you're not settling any disputes in my house, but this came up from a listener, and I kind of ran with the idea. When do you run the dishwasher? Do you pack it full to the gills? Do you run it on a cycle of like every day or every other day or something like that? What goes into the decision making of when you run the dishwasher? And then I also have a follow up, which is, do you wash your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher?
Yeah, so dishwasher, we're shooting for a full load to run the thing. If it is extremely sparsely populated, we are not running. It doesn't matter what the schedule is, right? Now, you can fudge that by saying, okay, it's not completely full, but it can't actually accommodate the next meal's worth of dishes that I know are going to have, so we might as well run it now so that by the time we have the next meal, the dishwasher will be emptied and it will fit in it. But in general, we're shooting for full, just because it's inefficient to waste the energy and water and time and everything on a not full dishwasher. So that's pretty straightforward. I haven't seen, I mean, I know the second question we're going to get to with the washing is a lot of variance, but do you know people who like run the dishwasher every night, whether it needs it or not? I've never seen that done.
No, I think it's more like, if you get enough dishes every day to run it every day or every other day, I think you also get to the point where it's not quite full, but you feel like, if you don't run it now, what happens is if I don't run it now, then what's going to happen is tomorrow at some point in the middle of the day, it's going to be full and we're not going to have dishes for dinner tomorrow. So should I run it now? And I work at home, so I can literally run it in the middle of the day and it doesn't matter. But I do end up in those situations because what I really like to do is run it at night. I'd like to run it at the end of the day and then the dishwasher is clean in the morning. But sometimes you get in that little in-between space because I don't want to run it empty or half empty. That's wasteful.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem running it with open slots or whatever. I'm not trying to pack it to the gills. But yeah, you don't want to end up in a situation where you have dirty dishes and you have nowhere to put them. And especially since our dishwasher takes so long, I don't know what it's doing, but it takes so long to run and it's interminable. And so I didn't even think about like running it in the middle of the day. It's like, I don't know what it's doing, but it's taking too long to do whatever it's doing. So you really just want to say, I don't want to have to wait through that. So just run now. And then you'll be done when I wake up.
And what about prep? I know people who, like my mother trained me, and this is actually not right, I think, to wash the dishes before washing the dishes in the dishwasher.
You're not really washing them. So here's the thing. I think the thing that trains people to do this, aside from just seeing what their parents do or whatever, is the first time you take a dish out of a dishwasher that has finished its cycle and it's got some hard crap on it that you can't even get off with your fingernail. We've all experienced this at some point or other. Some piece of food that is essentially baked onto the surface of your thing through the dishwashing cycle, and you hit it with your fingernail and it doesn't move, and you're like, what's the point of the dishwasher if now I'm going to be here with like my fingernail and some water just trying to chisel this off for 5 minutes? Even if it's just a little speck, you're not going to put a dish back in your dishwasher where some hard piece of fossilized food fused to it, right? So once that happens to you the first time, you're like, well, when I put this dish in the dishwasher, whatever this fossilized thing is was not fossilized and I could have just wiped it off with a sponge. So why don't I just do that? So in general, if there's something on the dish that I know is at risk of fossilizing in the dishwasher, I wipe it off with a sponge. A good example is if you have, a meal with some kind of like sticky rice and you get some like rice grains or some smushy rice starch stuck to the plate. After you finish eating, that'll wipe off with a sponge. But you put that in the dishwasher and yeah, maybe the big rice grains will flake off, but there's a good chance that there'll be some starchy rice stuff that sort of fuses to the dish. Now you're scraping off this white crap with your fingernail, right? So I, in general, if I can feel anything or stuck to the plate or looks like there's something that's going to really harden up in there, I will wipe that off with a sponge. But liquids, gravies, things that I know are just going to rinse off, I don't wash that off.
So I was reading an article on the Wirecutter that said that we all were taught to clean off the big stuff, the really gunky stuff, so it doesn't dry and all of those things, because dishwashers used to use a different method than they do now. But modern dishwashers use, and they've got the drying agent and all of that, like a modern dishwasher, and they have enzymatic cleaner in the soap is enzymatic. And apparently, it actually cleans your dishes better if there's some goo on the dishes.
I think this is a thing that dishwasher manufacturers tell people to make them feel better about the dishwashers they're buying. But
I don't think so, because I think I like to think that the wire cutter is pretty science based, and this was a wire cutter article that said they changed the formulation of dishwasher soap, and the combination of the enzymatic dishwasher soap and the drying additive, the jet dry, basically, you put those together and your dishes come out much cleaner and spotless and not have droplets on them and anything like that. But it actually works better if they're a little bit dirtier than if they're really clean, because the soap and stuff doesn't have the attachment to the dishes. It's a very weird thing, but like, this is the same as how washing clothes in a regular washing machine is not. The rules are different than what we were taught too, in part because the technology has changed, both the hardware and also the software. I don't know, the soapware of it.
Well, I mean, it's everything they're saying about the cleaning changes is true, but it doesn't change the fundamental fact that no physical thing besides streams of water are hitting your dishes, right? That's the fundamental issue here. And especially depending on what shape your dishes are and how they're stacked in there or whatever, there is the only physical thing that's going on is water jets, right? And the water jets are powerful. And if you're lucky, they're hitting the dishes at an angle that will get the job done. But it is still entirely possible, no amount of enzymes or drying agent or anything, that if you get a dish in there that, say, you didn't run it one day because it wasn't full and it runs the second day and now it's hardened on there and it sort of bakes on there during the cycle, like the water jets don't get it off all the way and it survives to one of the drying cycles and now it's fossilized on there. I'm sure they're way better than they used to be, but there still is nothing in the dishwasher that takes the same force as your physical hand and a scrubby sponge. Sure. Scrubbing on the thing. And that's why, like, I mean, I buy the whole thing about, you know, again, don't wipe off the gravy, leave the ketchup, like, sure, that helps the, you know, I'm not wiping that off anyway. It's all about, can this become fossilized? And it has so much more to do with what, you know, think of something like a bowl. It's hard for if they let you stack the bowls, like, you know, not really nested in each other, but pretty close. And you look at it and you're like, how is a water jet going to get to that piece of rice that's stuck to the center bottom of that bowl? It's not. Moisture will get on it. And especially if it's in there overnight when you're not running it because it isn't full. So I
feel the same way. And I still do actually rinse a little bit. But what I don't do is what I used to do, which is get a brush and scrub with a brush just to get it like clean, like I said, and then put it in there clean, except maybe not with soap, but clean. And I have come around to the idea that that's too much. That's you don't need to do that. Wash your dishes twice. The dishwasher is not an autoclave, right? It's not just there for the sterilization phase of the dishwashing.
Yeah, and I mean, you just think about it. If you know how it works and you've seen the inside of your dishwasher, you're like, are a bunch of water jets and steam going to get this out and that pile of ketchup on your plate? Yeah, don't worry about it. It'll get the pile of ketchup. It'll be fine. Yeah. Like, you can just put it directly in the dishwasher with the ketchup on it. You don't even need to wipe the ketchup off. But, you know, for something else that's really stuck on there, you know, maybe, especially, and this is another thing that probably wasn't as, you know, a big of an issue when we were kids, certainly wasn't. Reheating leftovers on a plate.
Oh, yeah.
In what environment did you ever get food essentially baked onto a plate? Yep. You'd never do that.
Baked,
like, when you warm something up in the oven.
Spaghetti sauce. Whoa.
Right. You would put it in the oven, but on an oven thing. You wouldn't put your plate in the oven. But with microwaves, we have this environment where food is getting very, very hot on your ceramic plate. And you can certainly bake on some leftovers to the point where if you just put that in the dishwasher like that, that's not, I mean, you got to use a scrubby thing just to get that off immediately after eating. It's never coming, you know, it's not easy to get off at any time. And if you think the dishwasher is going to do some magic when you're having trouble getting the thing off by scrubbing the melted cheese that you've baked onto there, forget it. So you do, you know, there's no getting around the fact that there are no tiny hands in your dishwasher.
Yeah,
the only hands are your hands.
It needs to be a robot. Huh?
Or a lot of tiny robots.
Yeah.
Scrubbing bubbles. Wait, no, that was the bathroom detergent. Sorry.
Yeah, but I love this. Give me a dishwasher that's actually got like hands in it, like little robot hands that wash the dishes for you. Yeah.
Robot or not.